Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today. Carson Schott was at both the softball games. He might make a trip to OKC from what he told me.
Wait a second. Really? Carson?
I saw Carson at the Thursday night game that got postponed Friday and Saturday. Carson is a big, big fan of Husker softball.
Carson's something of a softball fan.
Oh, I think more than that.
I just said that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know,
I was thinking about something Katrina.
He also introduced me to another Sandhills gentleman named Jim. Jim had his kids with him, and Jim also is apparently a higher up. Not Jim Hansen. Different Jim.
You're just calling him a Sandhills gentleman.
Yes. Jim. Jim. He was also at all three games as well.
He works at Sandhills Publishing.
Yes, Sandhills Global. GoCurrency.com/careers.
Okay. Hey, Katrinka weighs in.
What'd she say?
I saw Tanya Tucker at the Chase County Fair in Imperial in 2017. We didn't ask.
In 2017?
Yes. We didn't ask Rhonda about,
we did.
About Delta Dawn.
Well, when she's on after they've won the World Series, we'll have her on. Ask her about that.
They sang it, though. They belted it out. I wanted to say something like, you belted out Helen Reddy's version just to see what she'd say. She would not
say,
like
hey, it. That's Tanya Tucker to you, buddy. Not.
How about Rhonda?
She said you're a smart person, too.
Well, she did. I wasn't going to go there. But Rhonda joins us. This is the third interview.
Yes. It's gone well.
Yeah, she's good. She's really, she's extraordinarily easy to interview. And I will tell you this, Jake. She's always been that way. I mean, going back to the early 2000s, she was that way. Always been very patient.
He's patient with me.
Yeah. But also very willing to, you know, I don't want to just say answer questions, just provide stuff that's thought-provoking.
Yes.
Right? You can see why she knows what she's a good coach. So much of it is psychology, too, by the way. I love that, what she does, that pitch by pitch, which sounds really cliche, and I know people's eyes glaze over a little bit when you talk about it, but if you're an athlete of any ilk, it resonates with you, especially baseball. I'd stand out there at second base and pray to God that ball wouldn't get hit to me. What kind of self-talk is that? But if you played for Rhonda, that wouldn't be the self-talk you have.
Brad says, by the way, if interviews are getting wins for the program, then let's get Rule on, please. Well, he's always welcome here.
Yeah.
We'd love to have Coach Bolt on as well, but maybe things are in the way.
It just seems like nowadays people take what Rule says and turn it on him. I understand the frustration if he feels frustrated. It would get old to me. It would get old to me. If every interview you do, people take your words and turn it on you, it would get really old fast.
Agreed.
So, I mean, Rhonda's in him. She's in a good situation. Going to the WCWS for the first time since 2013. This team you felt all along was that type of team, but you still got to do it. And boy, did they do it. They closed it out in strong fashion.
That was an impressive showing.
Yeah. Now, you don't want that. You don't want that to be where it all stops. This team is capable of winning it all. They're capable.
Well, I mean, Super Regionals, those are great teams. And Nebraska beat Okie State 8-1 and 9-1.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
No. You're right.
It does not
very
happen.
It does happen. I saw some other regionals where it was that. But no, generally not. Generally not. You generally don't beat Oklahoma State like that, right?
No. No.
I do wonder what it's going to look like without Oklahoma or Oklahoma State there.
As Rhonda said, a lot of Husker fans maybe. A lot of fans from down there becoming Husker fans.
Right. There'll be a lot of Husker fans. You know that.
The ones making the trip, and maybe some local ones down there would support the red versus the orange or maroon.
It's, what did she call it? It's D-E-V-O-N field. Devon? Devion?
Devon?
I think she said Devon.
We'll look that up.
Three pronunciations I struggled with. It's not core. It's core.
Core.
Yeah. Core. Yeah. It's not Gachewski, it's Gajewski.
Gajewski.
And I thought
Devon Park.
I think it's Devon.
D-E-V-O-N.
It might be Yvonne.
It's not. It's definitely not that.
It might be French.
No.
Yvonne.
I don't think so. I know this, though. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Have your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is, speaking of the regional here in Lincoln, that is the NCAA tournament for baseball.
Okay.
How about some college baseball tournament nicknames?
Okay.
These are schools.
I watched the selection show yesterday.
Okay.
I'm going to be okay on this.
These are not going to have SEC or Big Ten names on them. It'd be a little tougher than that.
I've got it.
If you think you know your NCAA baseball tournament team nicknames, please call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
And then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in trivia by himself. No lifeline today. Your record, though, Sip, is 43-34. 9 games above 500. We do need a call. We had a caller that hung up a second ago. You have a line open for you. 402-464-5685. You know your college nicknames. You should, if you watch sports. I don't care if it's baseball, football, basketball. Sorry, there you go.
Yeah, you turned me off. I'm ready for this.
Okay. What are you trying to do over there?
Just get my mouse going.
Okay, the mouse is off. Yeah. Connor's getting the name written down over here as you try to get to 1-0 on this short week with no show yesterday for us on Memorial Day. We did have a show, but it was not us in here.
There's good in me having a computer in front of me, and there's bad.
Okay. Seth, how do you feel about college baseball tournament team nicknames today?
I mean, there's a wide variety. We'll do our best here.
Okay, he'll do it. Seth. That's Seth.
Seth, where are you calling from?
Sorry, I broke up on me. I'm calling from the interstate this morning, originally from Columbus.
No way.
It's our lawyer friend.
Oh, this is Seth.
Seth the lawyer.
This is Seth the lawyer from Liberty Law.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Seth.
All right, Seth. First question to you. No lifeline for you or Sip today. What is the nickname, Seth, for Illinois Chicago UIC in the tournament?
Oh, man. We're going to go the Redbirds. I don't know.
Redbirds. No, it's not the Redbirds. I assume you don't want to steal that, Sip.
It's what's the school again?
Illinois Chicago.
UIC. Illinois Chicago. Pass.
That'd be the Flames. They're the 4 seed in the Atlanta regional.
Really tough one, Seth. That was a tough one. I have a feeling mine's going to be easier. Go.
We'll see about that. Zip for the lead. What is the nickname for Long Island University?
Long Island.
They are the 4 seed in Athens, the Georgia Regional.
The Long Island Pirates.
Not the Pirates. Do you want that, Seth, or do you want to pass on Long Island?
Is this the same Long Island that was in Lincoln for volleyball?
Were they? They may have been.
I guess I don't know that, Seth.
Oh man. Well, we'll either recover or we're just going to go down in a burst of flames here. It's the Sharks.
Brilliant.
Whoa.
It is the Sharks. The Sharks is correct. 1-0 lead for Seth.
Wow.
And this is for the win, Seth. Last question. What is the nickname for East Carolina?
Oh, ECU is the Pirates.
Brilliant.
That is a quick 2-0 win for Seth on the interstate.
Seth.
He gets bagels today.
Seth rests his case. Appeal denied.
By Seth. Well done, Seth. Nice win today. Congrats.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm trying to think of more lawyer terms.
Yeah. You're asking the wrong guy. You want your last question?
Sure.
Nickname for Jacksonville State, the 3 seed in Hattiesburg.
The Jaguars.
That would be the NFL team. No.
What is it then?
Jacksonville State Gamecocks.
Gamecocks. Okay.
And, tiebreaker, Florida made the tournament again and has the longest current streak of years making it of any team in college baseball. How many straight years have they made the NCAA tournament?
The Gators have made the tournament 15 straight years.
Close. 18.
Ooh.
The record was with Vanderbilt, who had 19 straight, but they missed out on this year's tournament. So they would have been 20, but start over next year.
I wonder what's wrong with Vandy.
They were like 33-22. It wasn't awful. This wasn't tournament worthy.
Did you have any thoughts at all in the general field? All the 16 teams that were announced yesterday.
I'd like to know.
16 tops.
Somebody help me out. Is it RPI is the problem? Why? I'm not trying to vouch for a team over Nebraska, but I didn't understand why Kansas was below Nebraska in the seats. They were ranked ahead of them most of the last part of the year. They beat Nebraska twice. They won the Big 12 tournament and title regular season, I believe.
Yeah.
Arkansas. And they get the 15 seed.
Arkansas going to Kansas. Oh. Arkansas going to Kansas.
You don't want to see that if you're Kansas.
Once again, you're kind of doing that same thing with Ole Miss and
that's
Arizona.
Dave Van Horn. If Van Horn is there, it's a problem.
Yeah.
The guy wins in the postseason. That's why I don't like that if I'm Kansas.
That's fair.
Yes, it's not the same team as years past. It is the Dave Van Horn effect.
It would be kind of fun just to be a normal Joe and say, you know, I'm going to go to Nebraska, but I'm also going to go down and watch Kansas.
Could.
I wonder what ticket availability is down there.
That's a good question. We'll look that up during the break.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Hard to get a ticket here.
Yes. Although it could be 10,000. 9 to 10,000, I'm expecting. That's my official prediction.
No, thank you.
Hour 3 is next on Early Break on the Ticket.